Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thus, the forward steps of the Lord are the shelter for the upper, lower and heavenly planets as well as for all that we need. His lotus feet serve as protection from all kinds of fear. Please repeat if you would like. Thus the forward steps of the Lord are the shelter for the upper, lower and heavenly planets as well as for all that we need. His lotus feet serve as protection from all kinds of fear. Purport. For absolute protection from all sorts of fear, as well as for our needs of life, we must take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, not only in this planet, but also in all the upper, lower, and heavenly planets. This absolute dependence on the lotus feet of the Lord is called pure devotional service, and it is directly hinted at within this passage. No one should have any kind of doubt in this matter, nor should one be inclined to seek the help of any other demigods, because all of them are dependent on Him only. Everyone except the Lord Himself is dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Even the all-pervading super soul is also dependent on the supreme aspect of Bhagwan, the personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarini. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in the scriptures, many, many times we hear the lotus feet of the Lord, the lotus feet of the Lord. So I wanted to find out a little bit more, and I did a little bit of research, why the lotus feet of the Lord are described as such. Would you like to hear? Yes. Everyone ready? Yes. Wonderful. The spiritual planet. Is the volume good for you guys? Yes. It's good? Okay. The spiritual planet, Golok Vrindavan, the eternal abode of Lord Krishna, is shaped like the whirl of a lotus flower. Even when the Lord descends to any one of the mundane planets, He does so by manifesting His own abode as it is. Thus, His feet remain always on the same big whirl of the lotus flower. His feet are also as beautiful as the lotus flower. Therefore, it is said that Lord Krishna has lotus feet. Srimad Bhagavatam 116.6, if you want to know the reference. Also, we are encouraged when we come every morning and we come to take darshan of the Lord. What are we encouraged to look at first? The lotus feet of the Lord. So we begin our contemplation, our worship, our prayers at the lotus feet of the Lord and slowly progress to His beautiful form until we reach His smiling face. Yes? And the morning darshan is a festival for the eyes. And the lotus feet of the Lord is the contemplation that we can carry on all day to remember how merciful are those lotus feet. There are so many pastimes relating to the lotus feet of the Lord. Yes? When Akrura was going to Vrindavan, and as he entered Vrindavan, he saw the marks of the soles of the Lord's lotus feet, and he fell into ecstasy. Seeing the Chanka Chakra Gada Padma flag thunderbolt, the gopis are constantly meditating on the beautiful lotus feet of the Lord, and they are lost in loving ecstasy of serving their Lord Krishna simply by remembering his lotus feet. The goddess of fortune, Srimati Lakshmi Devi, has reached the perfection of one of the 9 processes of devotional service, Padasevanam, by constantly massaging the lotus feet of the Lord. We have King Prataparudra, who was massaging the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Ganga Devi has emanated from the lotus feet of the Lord. Yes? And she's purifying all the worlds by her waters. Why? Because they touched the lotus feet of the Lord, and now they have descended to this earth planet to purify all of us. When we take Charanamritam, what is Charanamritam? It has come down after Abhishek of the Lord, and we are receiving that Charanamritam, and that Charanamritam is so powerful, it saves us from untimely death. In fact, we say that particular shloka as we are taking Charanamritam. Right? Akala mrityu haranam sarva vyadi vinashanam Vishnu padodakam pitva shirasha dharamyaham. I take this water on my head. So this is the power of the lotus feet of the Lord. And the devotees relish the honey of meditating on those transcendental lotus feet. In fact, Srila Goswami, Rupa Goswami, says a very beautiful prayer in worship and in honor of the lotus feet of the Lord. Would you like to hear that prayer? Yes? Okay, here we go. The pure devotees are always hankering after the lotus feet of the Lord. The lotus has a kind of honey, and honey is very sweet, right? So we are hankering for that honey, which is transcendently relished by the devotees. They are like the bees who are always after the honey. Srila Rupa Goswami, the great devotee Acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, has sung a song about this lotus honey, comparing himself to a bee. Oh, my Lord Krishna, I beg to offer my prayers unto you. My mind is like a bee, and it is after some honey. Kindly, therefore, give my bee mind a place at your lotus feet, which are the resources for all transcendental honey. O Supreme Eternal, please, therefore, let my mind be fixed at your lotus feet, so that eternally I may be able to relish the taste of your transcendental service. The devotees are satisfied with being placed at the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is the devotee's only aspiration. How can I attain Sri Krishna's lotus feet, which is the only safe place in this material world? Bhaja hure mana Sri Nandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. I will become fearless by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And so this beautiful song, I will just translate it for you. You like to sing? People like to sing? Sing along. Bhaja hure mana Sri Nandanandana Abhaya charanara vindare Durlabha manava janam satsange Taroho he bhava sindhure. O mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda, which make one fearless. Hari Bol! Who wants to become fearless? Raise your hands. Having obtained this rare human birth, cross over this ocean of worldly existence through the association of saintly persons. Isn't that wonderful? Srila Prabhupada, he was asked once, what do you get from chanting? And Srila Prabhupada said, more chanting. Another time, Srila Prabhupada asked, what do you feel when you chant? And Srila Prabhupada said, I feel fearless. So, In chanting the holy names, we will get all protection. My dear spirit souls, have no doubts about this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna and his name are non-different. And when we take shelter of Krishna, fear personified runs away from Krishna. So what to speak? We can become fearless by taking shelter of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada's name is Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. So he will make us fearless simply by taking shelter of Krishna's pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. We can also become fearless. And actually, this world is full of anxiety. It's full of fear. There's so many problems. There's so many difficulties. But guess what? By taking shelter of Krishna, we can be protected from all kinds of fear and remain safely under the shelter of his lotus feet, happily singing and dancing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the most wonderful process ever. And we have, folks, we have hit the jackpot. Lord Chaitanya has come to save all the conditioned souls by giving us this very easy process of chanting Hare Krishna and helping us to make our life successful. Hare Bol! You've heard this song, Lord Chaitanya's Moon is Rising? Lord Chaitanya's moon is rising, so it's not at all surprising that we're chanting in the streets, telling everyone we meet, we're going home, we're going home. Yes, we are on our way home. This is not our home. This place is not our home. This is a prison house. Here, we are learning how to serve Krishna. Here, we are learning how to become pure, loving servants of Krishna, which is who we are in the spiritual world. So we are in rehab right now. All of us. And the more we take up the position of servitorship, the more we are getting closer and closer to Krishna's lotus feet. This is the beauty of Hare Krishna movement, that Lord Chaitanya has made it so simple. He says, in Kali Yuga, these people are not capable of anything. But everyone likes to come together and sing, right? So let them sing Hare Krishna. Once we all come together and sing, what do we do next? We chant and we dance. So let them dance to the Hare Krishna. And then we take prasadam. And we do a little service. And you can go back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime. Srila Prabhupada said this. I'm not making up stuff. If you look at Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in the purport of 6th chapter, verse number 24, it says, success is sure for the rigid practitioner. How wonderful is that? So much assurance. Do we have any such assurance in the material world? You go to the doctor and say, oh, I have this, I have that, I have that. Can you help me? Can you cure me? The doctor says, I'll do my best, but I cannot give you a guarantee. Can you take out all the cancer? You're a renowned surgeon. I'll do my best, but I can't say if the cancer will come back. Right? Isn't that what doctors say? Then you go to a lawyer. I have a ironclad case here. Lawyer, you must fight for my rights. I've been cheated. I've been manipulated. I've been exploited. I've got all the proof. Can you present my case to court and help me win? I'll do my best, but I cannot guarantee that you'll win. Isn't that the answer we hear everywhere? But here, Srila Prabhupada is saying, success is sure for the rigid practitioner. Hari Bol! So why not? Why should we waste our time in this world where there's only repeated birth and death and suffering and all kinds of things? We can see around us how the world is degrading day by day by day by day, isn't it? Look at this war, look at this COVID. I mean, just look at what is happening in the world. It's such a sorry state of affairs. This is to remind us, You're not meant to be comfortable here. Don't try to get comfortable here. Make your way back home, back to Krishna. Get your inheritance. Tatte nukampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag baburbir vidadan namaste jivetayo mukti padesadaya bhak. So don't waste time. But sometimes we are, you know, small little beings and we are prone to get covered by the illusionary energy all the time. Srila Prabhupada said they are always in Maya. Sometimes they fall in Krishna. That's our condition. So we think, oh my gosh, 10 years in bhakti yoga and no sign of that wife I want. 10 years in bhakti yoga, no sign of that husband, no sign of the car, no sign of the house, no sign. I mean, all the things that we want, no sign. I think I'll worship Ganesh. I think I'll worship Shiva. I think I'll worship all these demigods and get some material benedictions. Krishna says, no, don't do that. That is no use. Even if you want material benediction, just worship me. Akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udaridi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Even if one be full of material desires, even if as one has no material desires, still we worship Lord Krishna. Because Krishna is the only source of everything. Even the demigods get their power from Krishna. Whatever benedictions they can give you, who gives them the power to give you that? Krishna. So because Krishna is the source of everything, aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So whatever our desires, whatever our non-desires, whatever it may be, we simply take shelter of Krishna's pure devotee. Worship Krishna. It's so simple in this age to go back home to Krishna. Demigods are taking birth in this movement just to go back home to Krishna because it is so easy. So we have lucked out here. We have got the great good fortune of receiving the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who has come to take us, each and every soul. We are so fallen, so unqualified, so unfortunate. But Srila Prabhupada has made our good fortune. We have no pious credits. We have no great qualifications. We have no knowledge. We have nothing. But Srila Prabhupada has made our good fortune and given us this seed of bhakti, which is so rare. Brahmanda brahmite kona bhagyavan jeev, Guru Krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bij. After millions of wanderings in so many lifetimes, in so many planets, in so many species of life, finally I have come to the human form of life. This is a very rare opportunity. This is the loophole by which we can escape the cycle of birth and death and go back home, back to Krishna. So why not take it? You ready? So, I've been asked to speak on two more topics, Mukunda Datta and Sridhar Pandit. So, I had tons of information to give you, or rather transcendental knowledge, but I don't think that I can do justice to the lotus feet of the Lord. But hopefully this is like an appetizer and you will go on to research more. Okay, this one thing I can't resist. You will be in transcendental ecstasy whole day long just remembering this. Rukmini Devi glorifies the Lord's lotus feet and she says, my dear Lord, even you don't know what nectar is there in your lotus feet. Only I and Radharani know. And then she continues, in whichever direction the fragrance of your lotus feet spreads, old age and death abandons it. He who lives drinking and relishing the nectar of your lotus feet cares neither for day nor night nor any passing season. The feet of one who lovingly clasps unto the reddish lotus feet of you, Krishna, can be obtained only by good fortune. So this is the pure devotee's lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, and therefore our Guru Maharaj's lotus feet. So there's this beautiful song. It goes like this. ओ हे वैष्णव ठाकुरा दयरा सागरा ए दासे करुणा कोरी दिया पादा छाया सो दोहे आमाया तुम्हारा चरण धुरी तुम्हारा चरण धुरी. So all we have to do is cling very tightly to the lotus feet of our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, and go back home, because it's like an electric current. Because they are in touch with Krishna directly, when we clasp their lotus feet, we get connected to that circuit. We get electrified, right? So we want to remain in that fire of purification. We want to remain fixed at the lotus feet of our Gurudev, fixed in the instructions, and that is the guarantee for all protection from all kinds of fear. So I will end this meditation on the lotus feet just with this particular purport from verses 26 to 30 of the first canto, chapter 16. In the Lord states that he wants every soul to surrender unto him only, and he assures everyone that if one does so, he will give all protection. He says that surrendering unto him is the guarantee for all protection, but unfortunate persons are unable to accept this proposition, and therefore they suffer from material miseries. The Lord never deviates from his word of honor. So when Krishna makes a promise, he keeps that promise. He never deviates from his word of honor. When he gives assurance for protection, the promise is executed in all circumstances. It is the duty of the pure devotee to be fixed in the discharge of the duty entrusted to him by the Lord or the Lord's bona fide representative, the spiritual master. The rest is carried on by the Lord without a break. I will end with a little anecdote. Would you like to hear a Srila Prabhupada pastime? Okay. In the very early days, there was one devotee who was very devoted to Srila Prabhupada, really loved Srila Prabhupada, and was really following very nicely. But then, when Srila Prabhupada was, you know, going to leave, he said, Srila Prabhupada, without you, I won't be able to make it. I won't be able to keep the principles. I won't be able to follow nicely. Will you still come for me? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, I'll come for you. Years passed, and this poor devotee couldn't really follow. He was in a very difficult condition. In fact, he had developed HIV because of all kinds of bad habits. And he was in the terminal stages. He was in hospital. Somehow in the end, he could take shelter of the devotees. And devotees were chanting to him and giving him Ganga Jal, Tulsi, and just trying to help him remember Krishna. And he was in the bed. He was completely, you know, finished. And suddenly, he sat up in bed, looked towards the door and said, Srila Prabhupada, you came! And fell back dead. So this is the mercy and the promise and the power of the pure devotee, that when he says he will come, he will come. Srila Prabhupada in fact said, the parents of my disciples will understand the value of this Krishna consciousness movement because the Lord will come to take them back to Godhead. So simply because their child is a devotee, the parents get the mercy. How merciful is the Lord to his devotee. And then those who are dear to his devotee become dear to the Lord. So don't you worry about your parents, brothers, sisters who are not Krishna conscious. You become a pure devotee and Krishna will take care of all of them. Hari Bol! Okay, very quickly, we have just 7 minutes more. I would like to speak on Mukunda Datta and Kolvecha Sridhar. Who was Kolvecha Sridhar? Kolvecha Sridhar is actually Kusuma Sava in the spiritual world. He's a Gopa. One of the 12 Gopals in Krishna Leela was called Kusuma Sava. He appeared in God Leela as Sridhar Pandit and was given the name Kolvecha Sridhar because he was a very poor banana leaf cup seller. He was very so poor that his clothes had big holes in them and he used to tie it up with knots and carry on. His house was so leaky that, you know, rain fell from the roof. He was so poor that he didn't have enough food to eat. But still, with whatever earnings, he would give 50% of that for worship of Mother Ganga, and he would somehow try to eke a living. But he was completely absorbed in chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He couldn't stop chanting even through the night. His neighbors would complain, oh my gosh, this man doesn't have enough food to eat, so he's just shouting, here, Sridhar, take some food and stop yelling. Come on, let's go to sleep. But this was Sridhar Pandit. He was just absorbed in the Lord's lotus feet and simply happy to chant the names of the Lord. So when he would display all his wares, you know, leaf cups, you know, all those things, Lord Chaitanya would come. Now Sridhar Pandit was very honest. He would not overcharge, and all of Navadvip knew he was very simple, very poor, and very honest, so nobody would bargain with him. But Lord Chaitanya was different. He would come, he would stand there, and he would argue with Kolvecha Sridhar. Sridhar, you're charging too much money. These cups, banana leaf cups, are not worth, I'll give you only half. Oh no, my lord, mine is the lowest price. Please, please, please do not do like this. Please do not do like this. And they would argue back and forth for an hour and a half. That's the description. And finally, Lord Chaitanya would just give him half the money, grab all the banana leaf cups and walk away. And Sridhar would run after him trying to grab it back. So this pastime would go on practically every day. Lord Chaitanya would come, argue, 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 and Kolvecha Sridhar would say, please, please, please. And finally, Lord Chaitanya will walk away, give him just half the money, and say, Sridhar, you're a very rich man. One day I will expose you. You're very wealthy. Saying, my lord, I have nothing. Look at my condition. No, no, no. You're a wealthy, very wealthy man. And Lord was saying, what is that wealth of Krishna consciousness? He was wealthy in Krishna consciousness. That was his wealth. He had an iron pot that was so beat up that no thief would want to steal it even. But Lord Chaitanya would drink happily from that iron pot after coming from his Sankirtan. He would take rest. That place where he was is called Vishram Ghat. He would take rest over there. Why? Because the Lord loves his devotees so much that he cannot bear to be far away from him. During the Mahaprakash Leela, the Lord said, go call Sridhar. I want to give him a benediction. So the devotees went searching for him, and there he was shouting out, calling the names of the Lord. They said, Sridhar, come on. And when he saw Lord Chaitanya in his real form, he just fainted. When he came back to consciousness, the Lord said, my dear Sridhar, ask a benediction. He says, what benediction do I want, my lord? I don't want anything. I'm just happy in your service. Just see how instructive this lesson is. We don't need very much to serve the Lord. We just need to have faith in the words of Sri Guru and Gauranga and actually follow very nicely the prescription. Because the prescription is, chant Hare Krishna, serve the Lord with love and devotion, and everything you lack will come to you. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupashate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. So much assurance Krishna gives. Don't worry, I will carry to you what you lack, I will preserve what you have. What a loving Krishna we have, isn't it? Yes. So we want to develop that love more and more and more until we reach perfection, and then we just go home back to Krishna forever and forever and forever, with that transcendental blue boy is playing his transcendental flute with a peacock feather in his hair and yellow silk dhoti, and all the cows and the calves and the cowherd boys and everybody is dancing and singing and playing and running and frolicking in Golok Vrindavan. Why not? It is your spiritual birthright. So, Kolvecha Sridhar was actually very rich in Krishna consciousness. And then when finally the Lord was insisting, Sridhar said, "My dear Lord, if you have to give me a benediction, then please allow me to be forever engaged in the lotus feet of that transcendental Brahmin boy who comes every day and argues with me and takes away my banana leaf cups and gives me just half the price." So this is the pure devotee. He doesn't want anything except that pure, loving service to the Lord. My dear spirit souls, we really need to get this. We need only to develop our love for Krishna. Everything is there. Whatever you're looking for out there is in here. And the key to get that is to go deeper into our chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then there's another transcendental personality whose disappearance is today called Mukunda Datta. Who was Mukunda Datta? He was also a cowherd boy who sang with a voice like honey. He was called honey-throated voice. That is really something, huh? So he was called Madhuvana in the spiritual world. And now in Krishna Leela, sorry, he is Madhukanta. A person with a honey-sweet throat, a sweet singer. In fact, when he sang, Lord Chaitanya would dance. Lord Chaitanya would love when Mukunda Datta would sing. This is the same Mukunda Datta who took Gadadhar Pandit to the home of Pundarik Vidyanidhi and quoted that verse of Putana, and then Pundarik Vidyanidhi went into ecstasy. His samadhi is located in Vrindavan, and he was born in the village called Chattagram, in the village of Chanhara. This is situated only 20 miles from the home of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So in the Gaura Ganadesh Dipika, it is said, in Vraja, there were two very nice singers named Madhukanta and Madhuvrata. They have appeared in Chaitanya Leela as Mukunda and Vasudev Datta. Mukunda Datta was actually Nimai Pandit's classmate at Gangadas school. He had a melodious voice, and he knew the intricacies of musical meters and ragas. His sweet kirtan would please all the Vaishnavas of Navadvip. Tuning in to Lord Gauranga's heart, he would sing songs matching Lord Gauranga's feelings. But Lord Chaitanya, at one time, was very displeased with him. Do you want to know why? Because Mukunda Datta, he was like a people pleaser. What we call a people pleaser? So he will go to the Mayavadis and he will try to, you know, accommodate them. He will go to the Jnanis and the meditators, he will accommodate them. And so Lord Chaitanya got very angry because he had offended Bhakti Devi, placing her on equal level with Karma, Jnana, Mayavad, etc. So he said, "I'm not going to see Mukunda Datta." During the Mahaprakash Leela, all the devotees were begging the Lord, "Give Mukunda Datta benediction." And the Lord said, "No, I'm not going to see him ever again." And Mukunda Datta said, "Oh, I'm so unfortunate. I will not see the Lord." And the devotees all started begging the Lord, "Please don't do like this. Please, please, please forgive him. Give him your mercy." So the Lord relented and he's saying, "All right, he will see me after 1 million births." So Mukunda was outside and he was listening and he started jumping for joy. "Only 1 million births, only 1 million births, only 1 million births." Seeing the complete surrender of Mukunda Datta and how patiently he was willing to wait to again receive the mercy of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya relented, saying, "All right, I forgive him. Bring him over here." So this is the mercy of Lord Gauranga. He's very, very, very merciful to us who are most unqualified. In fact, it is said, difficult things become very easy if one remembers Lord Gauranga. So simply by remembering Lord Gauranga, we can take shelter of Lord Gauranga by chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan, asti hi eko mahan gunaha, kirtana deva krishnasya, Mukta Sangam Param Rajit. Simply by chanting the holy name, one can attain all perfection, even though this Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. So on this note, I will end my class and open up for questions. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Hare Krishna. Questions, comments, corrections, chastisements, tomatoes.
A question, really. You talk about the lotus feet of the Lord, but they also talk about the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord.
Beautiful.
Now, can you give some understanding of the dust of the lotus feet? I've heard something that was said, to take shelter of the devotees you may have offended. You know,
like you have
they're the dust of the lotus feet.
So you have asked such a beautiful question, and I have the perfect verse for you. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, the Lord's feet are compared to the lotus, wherein there is saffron dust. A devotee is always engaged in drinking the honey from the lotus feet of the Lord. So the Lord's feet are compared to the lotus where there is saffron dust. He is always engaged in drinking the honey from the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is in desire. Okay, so this whole purport is 4:9:36, and you have said an excellent point that by taking the dust from the lotus feet of the Lord, it is equal to drinking the honey. Just like the bee goes in for the honey of the Lord's lotus feet, the Lord's lotus feet can be compared to the lotus where there is saffron dust.
I heard a comment, I think it was it was to do with Gaura Govinda Swami.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, therefore, he felt that he may have had some offense against Gaura Govinda Swami when he left this planet. And he said, therefore, I've come to you as the dust of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. He interpreted also that the devotees are the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord, which was another vision of what is the dust. In fact, he saw the devotees as being the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just remember that.
Thank you for the beautiful meditation you have given us for the day by reminding us that those who take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord are permanently placed at his lotus feet, and therefore they are like those dust particles emanating from the Lord. We're taking shelter of them, we get shelter of the Lord. Thank you for that meditation.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes?
This is a verse from the 11th canto, 11:14-16. Krishna says, with the dust of my devotees' lotus feet, I desire to purify the material worlds which are situated within me. Thus I always follow the footsteps of my pure devotees who are free from all personal desire, wrapped in thought of my pastimes, peaceful, without any feelings of enmity and of equal disposition everywhere.
Haribol! Beautiful. That is really accurate. Thank you very much for researching that for us. Beautiful meditation. So all of us have been given such beautiful meditations for the day. Lotus feet of the Lord. Anyone else? Ladies are very quiet. No questions, no comments. Okay. If there's nothing else, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.